主就把这首诗歌给了我。
And the Lord gave me this, this hymn.
所以早晨愿意就这首诗歌，弟兄姊妹一同来交通一些主的话语。
I would like to have some fellowship with you, through this song.
那当我在思想这首诗歌的时候
，When I meditate this song,
主就叫我想起过去这一年。
And the Lord let me think about this whole year.
接着想得更远一点，想到过去这十年。
And then further, even the last the past 10 years.
不知道弟兄姐妹的感觉是不是觉得时间实在是过得非常快
？If you feel time flies.
一年在2010年，好一转眼就过。
In the year 2010, will pass soon.
那我再想一想，这个 Y2K 啊，十年这么快也过去了。
I think about this Y2K, it's just.So fast for this 10 years.
特别那时候我是从事电脑工作的。
I was working in the computer field.
这 Y2K 的时候呢，是全世界一个大新闻。
It was a big news about the Y2K.
我没记错的话，我可能跟张群弟兄那时候我们还在一起聚会，我们来谈这个，还在准备这个 Y2K.
And we're talking about it, we were prepared about the Y2K with Brother Zhang Qun.
现在想一想，一转眼十年过去了。
And it's 10 years passed.
但当我回想过去这十年
when I look back this 10 years,
实际上这首诗歌里头姐妹 所做的见证
like the song, what the testimony our sister had,
我们实在是要永远唱这一首这一个佳句蒙他引领我一路
This is my song through the endless ages and all the way he leads me.
但我想这十年啊实在是至少在我个人身上看了不少的事情
And at least many things happened to me in these 10 years
我最小的孩子是在这十年里头生的
We two children born in these 10 years
那个在 Enron 的工作的7年也是在这十年里头发生的
And I worked 7 years at Enron
这十年末了的2年的时间能够和弟兄姊妹一同的来学习服侍我们的神
And the last two, for the last 2 years I was served and then co-work with you in the Lord
神盼望我们弟兄姊妹我们在继续往前的时候我们每次一回头我们都能够来唱这样的佳句
When we press on each time when we look back we led us to sing this song
就是蒙他引领我一路
All the way he leads us
或许你的一路跟我的一路或许不相同
Maybe your way is different than mine
但是我们的一路呢都是蒙主所引领
But all the way is the Lord leads us
都成为我们可以唱在主面前的一首佳句
And then become the song that we can sing before the Lord
有见证是要在我们身上
And to testify his glory on us
早上我们还是先和弟兄姊妹愿读几处的经文
Let's read some verses first
第一处是在哥林多后书第一章
2 Corinthians chapter 1
哥林多后书第一章
2 Corinthians chapter 1
我们就读一节是在第十节
verse 10
我这次上礼拜从台湾回来我就发现这个眼睛已经给他用老花眼镜了
since last week I came back from
10 days ago
Okay, I have to wear the glasses now.
虽然这个眼镜啊，这个好几年前以前就配好了。
Even though I had these glasses several years ago.
但是还一直不愿意用。
I didn't want to use it.
但这一次呢，不用不行了。
But now I have to.
好，在哥林多后书第一章第十节。
Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10.
他曾救我们那极大的死亡，现在仍要救我们。并且我们指望他将还要救我们。
He has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us again. On him we have set our hope that he will continue to deliver us.
感谢赞美主，这是主何等的应许。
And praise the Lord, this is his promise.
他所赐给我们的是那完全到底的救恩。
And what he gave us is the complete salvation.
当我们曾经死在罪恶过犯中。
When we were dead in our sins.
他曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡。
He had delivered us from this deadly peril.
在我们蒙恩的一开始。
At the beginning of our salvation.
他仍然拯救我们。
He still delivered us.
直到今日。
Till today.
我们知道我们在世的日子，他仍然还要拯救我们。
We know he will continue to deliver us.
并且我们有一个坚固的一个指望。
And then we have a firm hope.
就是将来他还要救我们。
That is, he will continue to deliver us.
我们知道他叫我们身体得赎。
And he will deliver us with our bodies.
在主再来的时候，我们身体都要变化成为荣显。
When he comes again, and our body will transfer to a glorious one.
感谢主，这是神为我们预备那完全到底的救恩。
We praise the Lord. This is the complete salvation he prepared for us.
第二处经文，我们看新约的犹大书，在启示录的前一卷。
That's the book before Revelation.
犹大书我们要读第一章
，Chapter
One， 我们就读20和21两节。
Verse 20 and 21。
犹大书第一章第二十节。
Chapter 1, 20 and 21。
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己。在圣灵里祷告，保守自己，常在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
But you, dear friends, by building yourself up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Christ to bring you to eternal life.
这两经经文非常的宝贵。
Very precious to us.
这实在是让我们看见我们基督徒在地上。我们应当如何的来等候主的再来？
This led us to see how we wait for the Lord's coming.
特别二十一节这边说到，我们要保守自己，常在神的爱中。
Like in verse 21, it says, "Keep yourselves in the Lord's love, God's love."
下一处在哥林多前书第十章。
And the next one is 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章，我们要读第三、第四两节。
First Corinthians chapter 10, let's read verse 3 and 4.
并且都吃了一样的灵食，也都喝了一样的灵水，所喝的是出于随着他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。
They all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink.For they drank from the spiritual rock that made them, and that rock was Christ.
这里保罗来叙述从前以色列经历的事。
Here, Paul described what Israelites experienced before.
要作为我们新约圣徒的鉴戒。
And it becomes a lesson to the people who live in the New Testament era.
在这里借着旧约的图画，让我们看见他们在旷野行走的时候。
And through the picture that in the Old Testament, and then when they walked in the wilderness.
神供应他们有属灵的粮食。
And then God provided them the spiritual food.
也有一样，也有那灵水。
And then also the spiritual water.
这边特别说到，那他们所喝的灵水，神所预备的，就是那出于随着他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。
And then here says what they drank is the drink from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and that rock was Christ.
就如今天主耶稣基督借着圣灵也住在我们里面，与我们同在。
Like today, the Holy Spirit lived within us.
成为我们随时的供应。
And then become our provision time.
好，那我们再回到哥林多书第一章。
And then.
哥林多后书第一章。
Corinthians chapter one.
我们就读第二十节。
Verse 20.
神的应许不论有多少，在基督都是是的，所以借着他也都是实在。这实在原文也可以翻成阿们，叫神因我们得荣耀。
For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ, and so through Him the Amen is spoken by us to the glory of God.
这里面这句话是何等的宝贵。
And how precious it is.
他说神的应许。
And it says no matter how many promises.
不论有多少。
And how many God has made.
神每一个应许在基督里都是是的。
Each of them is yes in Christ.
借着我们主耶稣基督，他也都是阿们。
And it is through him, it's the Amen.
神要借着成就他的应许在我们身上。
And God will fulfill his on us.
叫神因我们得荣耀。
And so we can glorify Lord.
好，我们先有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
所以我们在仰望以下的时间在你恩典的手中。
Lord, we place the following time in your hands.
主，愿你再将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
May you send the spirit of wisdom and revelation to us.
让我们能够从灵里头真认识你。
That is to know you in spirit.
也叫我们知道你在我们身上一路的带领和保守。
And let us know your guidance and protection on our way.
主，愿我们的心更多的把感谢赞美都来献给你。
Let us give more thanks and praise to you.
因为你实在是爱了我们。
Because you truly love us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们刚刚说到神为我们预备的救恩是一个完全也是一个到底的救恩。
We were talking about the salvation that Lord prepared for us is a fulfilled one.
神曾经救我们脱离极大的死亡。
He delivered us from the great death.
借着神的儿子主耶稣基督在十字架上成就的主。
And through his son Jesus Christ, the salvation he fulfilled.
借着他所流出的宝血。
Through the precious blood he shed.
将我们买赎回来。
And then he purchased us.
使我们的灵能够得着拯救。
So our spirit was saved.
在我们接受主耶稣基督的那一刻。
At the moment when we received him,
神就成就了那灵的救恩在我们身上。
And then the salvation of the spirit was fulfilled.
一次而且是永远的。
And it's once for all.
而且神的应许神的救恩呢也告诉我们将来有一天主还要再来。
His promise told us and he will come again.
当主再来的时候我们身体都要变化。
When he comes back, our body will change.
无论是还活在世上的或是已经睡了的圣徒。
No matter we are still alive or the one is sleep in the Lord.
我们的身体都要改变。
Our body will transfer.
改变成像我们主耶稣从死里复活以后的身体一样。
We'll transfer has the same body that when the Lord resurrected.
那荣耀的身体那不朽坏的身体。
We will have an unperishable and glorious body.
所以知道身体能够得赎也是在那一刹那之间。
No, our body will be saved at that moment.
正在哥林多后书第一章第十节告诉我们。
In the Second Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10 tells us.
今天主还要拯救我们。
And the Lord will deliver us today.
这个拯救乃说到我们魂的拯救。
And this deliverance is about our soul.
这个拯救的过程乃是一生之久。
This process is the lifelong.
所以我们看见神为我们预备的救恩是这样的一个全备。
And we know the salvation is so complete.
在我们重生的时候我们灵已经 得拯救。
When we were reborn, our spirit was saved.
神给我们保证在主再来的时候我们的身体也要完全得赎。
And he promised us and our body will be saved on the day when he comes back.
同时神也应许我们在我们地上的一生的日子他一直要拯救我们。
And he promised us and he will save us when we live in this world.
叫我们的灵魂身子能够全然成圣。
So we will be holy, our spirit, soul, and body.
能够归荣耀给神。
And then we give glory to the Lord.
所以这也是让我们知道为什么我们蒙恩了以后，神还把我们放在地上，经过一生之久的日子。
This is why Lord still put us on the earth even after we were saved.
神叫我们在地上的日子，不是叫我们来追求那臣服的事情。
He's not led us to pursue the worldly things.
这些事情都要过去。
Because those things will pass away.
但神盼望借着我们在地上一生的日子。
But he hopes all our life in the earth.
我们在地上一生所要经过的好的日子不好的日子。
What we experience, the good and the bad ones.
那是根据我们的标准来看好或不好。
Oh, the good or bad, that's according to our opinion.
但在神向着我们的美意他借着这一切的事情成就我们魂的救恩在我们身上。
But according to his will, all his will be accomplished on us.
这实在是神向着我们何等的爱。
This is the great love he had to us.
他爱我们就爱我们到底。
He loves us and us to the end.
所以他一生要来牧养带领我们。
He will nourish us, he will guide us.
我们刚刚唱了这首诗歌。
The song we just sang.
啊，总共有三段。
It has three stanzas.
这三段的诗歌呢，啊，我就想早晨就借着这三段呢，来与弟兄姐妹交通三件事情。
I will share three things according to these three stances.
第一段呢，这位 Fannin Crosby 姐妹，她在第一段的诗歌向我们表达了一件事情。
Our sister Fannin Crosby in stanza one, and she shows us one thing.
她说到， 她一生都蒙救主的引领。
She says, all the way my Savior leads me.
她说，我难道还疑他的爱情吗？
And then she said, what have I asked beside?
当在主面前思想这一段歌词的时候，
When I meditate these lyrics,
我就发现很多时候我们基督徒在地上所经过的一些的日子，
And then I discovered many Christians are alive on the earth.
我们或许不觉得这里头有主的美意。
And maybe when this is the will of God.
比如说，我们失去了工作。
For example, when we lost our jobs.
比如说，我们的孩子不听话。
And then when we have a disobedient child.
或是学生在学校里头考试不及格。
Or the student failed their tests.
或是我们身体出现了一些发生了一些难处。
Or maybe there is an illness.
里面有一些事情在当我们在一生在世的一生当中当我们碰到的时候
When we encounter such things,
我们实在是从里头啊不觉得这有主的美意
We don't think this is the will of God.
为什么我们会有这样的感觉
Why do we feel this way?
我想有一个很重要的原因
There is one important reason.
就是我们怀疑主的爱
That is we doubt his love.
就是我们怀疑主向着我们的爱情
We doubt about his love.Towards us.
就像我们弟兄刚刚所说到，这位作者诗歌的姐妹
，Like our brother just mentioned, our sister who wrote this song.
她基本上她一生在地上的日子都是盲眼的。
And then she's blind in all her.
当我在读姐妹关于姐妹的见证的时候
，When I read the testimony about her,
我们姐妹向着主的心是那样的单纯。
Her heart towards Lord was so pure.
是那样的真实，那样的热切。
Was so true and earnest.
当我在主面前默想的时候
，When I meditate before Lord.
那我也省察我自己。
And then I examine myself.
突然间我里头就有一个感觉。
And then I had a feeling.
我想到我们姐妹她肉身的眼睛是盲的。
And then I thought our sister even her.Eyes were blind.
所以她看不见这个花花世界。
Even though she couldn't see the world.
像我们今天，我们都还肉眼能够看见。
And then we can see all this.
所以很多时候，这个花花世界呢，也吸引我们的心。
And many times this so-called beautiful world attracts us.
实在也夺了我们向着主的那个单纯的爱情。
And then they took the love we have to the Lord.
所以我就想。
So I thought,
或许是主在里头问我这样一个问题
Maybe Lord asked this question.
也愿意问弟兄姐妹
So I would like to ask you.
今天如果我们的眼睛肉身的眼睛看不见了这个花花的世界
If our eyes are blind and you can't see this beautiful world,
我们就不受这个花花世界的吸引
You will not attracted by the world.
而我们的心就能够更那样的完全的单纯的热切的像我们姐妹一样爱我们的主
And our heart will love the Lord so pure and instead like our sister.
我里头就在思想说我愿不愿意
And I'm asking myself, am I willing to do so?
早晨你愿意问弟兄姐妹那你们愿不愿意
I'll ask you, are you willing to do so?
我还没有明确的回答我们的主。
I haven't clearly answered the Lord yet.
但我心里面的渴慕和倾向是说我愿意。
But I have a longing heart and I would say yes.
就像保罗所做的见证。
Like what Paul testified.
他能够看万事如粪土。
And he will regard everything like a garbage.
不是因为这个世界和其上的不再吸引他。
It's not because the world is not attract him anymore.
在保罗的心，他愿意得着那上好的。
Because the heart of Paul, he wants to receive the best.
他为要得着基督为他的至宝。
And he would like to receive Christ as his best.
所以我们姐妹。实在是为着他眼睛看不见，感谢主。
So our sister, she praised the Lord because of her blindness.
所以她从很小呢，她就能够认识了救主的慈爱。
So when she was little, she knew the loving kindness of.
虽然她眼睛看不见
，even though she couldn't see.
看不见我们所看见的这美丽的世界。
But she couldn't see the beautiful world that we have seen.
但是因着这样的一个不幸一个难处呢反而叫他的心能够单纯的来爱我们的主
But because of this hardship and then that it turned her heart has a pure heart to the Lord
所以当他很小他就认识了主耶稣基督在十字架那救主那舍己的大爱
When she was young she knew this great love from the Lord
他就深深的被这个爱给吸引
She was attracted by the Lord's love
我们姐妹自己作证
The sister has the testimony.
她一生从来没有为着她的眼瞎来埋怨过我们的主。
She never complained to the Lord about of her blindness.
我相信我们姐妹或许反而因着她的眼瞎，她在主面前感谢。
I believe our Lord will thank to the Lord because of her blindness.
因为她因着眼瞎，叫她能够那样子来认识主。
Because of this blindness, so that she knew the Lord the
better. 能够认识主在她身上的那个大爱。
And then she knew the great love that Lord have it on her.
在罗马书第五章告诉我们。
In Romans chapter 5, it tells us.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候，就为我们死了。
And then only the Christ died for us even when we were still sinners.
神的大爱就向我们显明。
And by God demonstrate His own love for us.
因为我们能够这样子常常保守在神的爱里。
So we will be keep in His love.
能够常常回想在我们还做罪人的时候，基督就甘愿为我们舍命在十字架上。
We need to think about this. When we were sinners, the Christ died for us on the cross.
只有这样，我们这样保守在神的爱里，
And he keep us in the love of the Lord.
我们才能够看到一切发生在我们身上的事情都是主的美意。
So that we can see everything happen to us has it is the will of God.
所以呢，我就在想，我们为什么有些时候我们不能够看见临到我们身上的事情是主的美意。
So I'm thinking about why sometimes we don't know, we don't think is everything happened on us is the will of God.
比方说我的丈夫不爱我。
For example, my husband doesn't love me.
或者妻子不顺服。
Or wife doesn't obey.
孩子不听话。
And the children doesn't listen to.
老板对我也不公平。
Boss is unfair.
指导教授对我百般刁难。
The advisor and then ill-treat me.
我们在世上有好多好多是让我们感到不喜欢的事情。
So things that we don't like.
在这样的环境当中，我们还能不能够像诗人姐妹所说的，这其中都是主的美意。
During such circumstance, do we still think like our sister think is the will of God?
最主要的原因就是我们离开了主的爱。
The main reason is we departed the love of the Lord.
我们没有保守在神的爱里。
We didn't keep us in the love of the Lord.
在初期教会，以弗所教会是一个得着神启示、得着神荣耀启示的一个教会。
The church at Ephesus, they received the revelation from the Lord.
但在启示录当中，主借着约翰写给教会的书信。
In the revelation, the Lord wrote a letter to churches through John.
这让我们看见以弗所教会的光景。似乎从外面看还是非常不错的。
And then so that we can see that the Ephesians, it outwardly it seems pretty good.
但主却责备他们说，他们离弃了那起初的爱心。
But Lord criticized them; they departed the first love.
就是说，他们离弃了那向着主那个单纯、那上好、完全的那个爱。
Which means they departed the pure, the best love to the Lord.
他们离弃的那个爱呢
？Why depart the love?
虽然他们在外面看来他们还是一个不错的教会。
Even outwardly seems they're pretty good.
但当离开那起初的爱，我们一切所说所做的就什么都没有价值。
If we depart the first love, whatever we do, whatever we say it has no value.
那我想以弗所教会的从他们身上，他们这个离弃的起初的爱，可以给我们有一点的学，几点的学习。
We can learn the lessons from Ephesians from the church at Ephesus.
我们知道初期教会在罗马帝国统治之下，他们经历过了许多的迫害和难处。
We know the first churches they were persecuted by the Roman government.
那个罗马帝国对教会的逼迫是非常厉害的。
The Roman empire they persecuted the churches.
我就在想，是不是因着这些的患难和逼迫，叫教会失去了那起初的爱
？I was thinking, is it because of persecutions and then tribulations let them departed the first love?
在我们身上是如此。
And then so do to us.
有些时候我们实在是有一颗爱主的心。
Sometimes we have a love heart to the Lord.
但是当一些患难、一些艰难临到我们的时候
，And when the hardships, tribulations come to us,
我们在主面前。不住的祷告，不住的祈求。
We keep praying and asking.
我们祷告祈求什么呢
？What do we pray and ask for?
就是盼望主能够把这些的艰难给挪去。
We hope that Lord will remove all the circumstances. But when the Lord have an answer to us, then we start to doubt about His love.
我们对主的爱就开始动摇。
And then our love towards the Lord starts shaking.
所以我们爱主的心也渐渐冷淡。
So our the heart to love the Lord it start calm down.
第二方面，以弗所教会他们在外面还有许多为主或是奉主的名做了许多的工作。
Even the church at Ephesus, they had many things outwardly work for the Lord.
他们也为主的名劳。
And they labored in the name of the Lord.
他们可能也有许多的 福音聚会,
maybe they have the gospel meetings, they have
revival meetings.
所以他虽然外面这些,他们在那里实在是为主劳苦,为主在那里肯摆上, they labored, they put themselves up for the Lord.
但他们是不是可能因着注重这些工作,过于注重主的自己?
Maybe they emphasize those works more than Lord Himself.
渐渐他们的心也就偏离了。
And gradually their heart went astray.
就离开了向着主那单纯那起初的爱。
Then they departed this pure and first love.
还懂亲戚，是不是可能是他们在对主的话语、主的命令上面，他们有不顺服呢？
Another reason may be they're not obeyed the words of the Lord.
他们没有遵照主的命令。They
didn't follow commandments of the Lord.
耶稣在约翰福音告诉我们,
Lord telling John,
在约翰福音14说, 有了我的命令又遵守的这人就是爱我。
In John 4, chapter 4, it says, who has the commandment and then follow, and then this who loves me.
爱我的必蒙我父爱他,我也爱他,并且要向他显现。
And then who loves me, I'll love him, and then the Father will reveal himself to them.
因为当我省察自己,
When I examine myself,
我想在我们身上是不是也有这样的情形?
Is there same situation on us?
主把他的命令给了我们。
He gave His commandments to us.
无论是借着聚会，借着我们读经。
No matter through the congregation or through a Bible reading.
但是我们却没有遵从主的命令。
But we didn't obey His commandments.
比方说，主说你们要彼此相爱。
For example, Lord tells us you should love one another.
你们若彼此相爱，人就看出你们是我的门徒了。
If you love one another, people will recognize you are my disciples.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们见证的道路。
And this is the testimony.
我们要切实彼此相爱。
We truly love one another.
这当我们不能够遵照主的命令。
If we disobey the commandments of the Lord.
主的爱就不在我们心里。His
love is not in our hearts.
我们也就离开了主的爱。Then
we depart His love.
当我们离开了主的爱。If
we depart from His love.
当有一些我们认为不好、不幸的事情临到我们。When
something bad happened to us.
我们很自然地就怀疑主的爱情。Naturally
we will doubt about His love.
我们很自然的就会软弱、失败、跌倒。Naturally,
we will be weak and fall.
当然，还有一方面也是我们爱世界。And
another reason is we love the world.
约翰一书二章告诉我们。In
First John chapter 2,
不要爱世界和世界上的事。Do
not love the world or anything in the world.
因为人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。If
anyone loves the world, the love for the Father is not in them.
这边啊。 常常的在警惕我。
And this words often remind me.
我不晓得你们对这句话的认识和经历如何。
I don't know how do you understand and how do you experience this word.
里面这句话是非常的真实。
It is very true.
当我们的心有一点爱这个世界和世界上的事。
When our heart loves the world and then things in the world.
弟兄姐妹，很快的你就会知道。 爱父的心就不在我们里面。
Soon enough, you will know the love to the Father is not in us.
不仅我们自己知道。
Not only we know this.
过不久，弟兄姐妹也都会知道。
And after a while, brothers and sisters will know.
弟兄姐妹，实在是求主帮助我们。
And then, dear brothers and sisters, may Lord help us.
求主保守我们，常在他的爱里。
And keeps us in His love.
因为我们在主面前常常这样的祷告。
And then, may we have the prayer before Him.
因为我们能够这样子保守在那起初的爱。
and then ask him to keep us in the first love.
向着主连童真贞洁的爱。
That pure and a holy love to him.
我们才能够看在我们一生当中所经历的事情。
So that we can see everything we experience in the world.
我们可以说都有主的美意，不必测。
Then we will see that's it is the will of God.
我最近读到了一个弟兄的见证。
And recently I read a testimony from a brother.
是一位叫做张于之弟兄。
And it's a brother whose name is 张于之。
啊，是早期在上海南洋路聚会的一个负责弟兄。
It was in the early age who meet in Shanghai.
也是曾经在当博聚会张乐成姐妹的父亲。
And then he was a sister who were at the Dumbo Church. Joyce.
可能大部分比较年轻的弟兄姊妹可能不认识他。
Maybe most of you don't know her.
他在九八年已经回到主那里。
The sister.
Yeah, sister.
The sister was faced the Lord in 1998.
这位张于之弟兄是Joyce 姐妹的父亲。
张于之 was her of Joyce.
在文革期间，他因着不愿意配合三自教会的政策。
During the cultural shift, because he wasn't willing to cooperate with those the Chinese belief self churches.
他坚持纯正的信仰。
He insists the pure teaching.
他被捕入狱。
He was arrested.
被关了七年。
He was in jail for 7 years.
在七年当中，弟兄经历过非常不人道的待遇。
And then during the 7 years, and then they treated him it's really inhuman.
当我们弟兄关了七年之后出狱的时候
，After and he was out of jail.
根据我们张乐成姐妹她的回忆
，According to the memoir of our sister Joy,
她说她到金华车站见到她的父亲。
When she went to the bus station to meet her father.
她七年没有见到他。
Because she hasn't seen him for 7 years.
她看见她的父亲整个人变得憔悴了。
And then she saw her father was very pale.
变成瘦弱。
And then was they lost a lot of weight.
她心里面是不舍，也非常的难过。
And then she was full of sorrow.
当我们姐妹在那里跟父亲谈话没多久。
And after she started talk with her father.
我们这个张乐成姐妹的父亲就开始哽咽，说不出话来。
And then the father and then start cry.
我们看见我们的这位张弟兄，虽然为了主名的缘故。被这样子苦待了七年，在监狱里头。
And even though Brother John was suffered 7 years in the jail,
但是他却对他的女儿说
，But he said to his daughter,
他哽咽地说，我实在亏欠了神的恩典。
And then he said to her, I was full short glory to the Lord.
所以我们姐妹就很稀奇的，就也有点气愤的对他父亲讲。
So our sister was kind of angry, and then she said to our brother.
是不是监狱啊，把你给昏头了
？It said is that and the prison made confused.
说你这样为着主的缘故受了这么多苦。
You suffer so much for the name of the Lord.
是神亏欠你了，还是你亏欠神
？Is God for sure?You treat you or you for short glory to the Lord.
但是我们姐妹的父亲，他却那样的真实的说，他亏欠了神。
But the father said again, I for short glory to the Lord.
为什么在我们这位老弟兄的心里面，他有这样的一个感觉
？Why our old brother has such feeling?
今天我们如果为主受一点点苦。
If we suffer a little bit for the Lord,
我想我们在主面前不知道多少话要讲。
And maybe we have many to say to the Lord.
主啊，你看我这样为你，这样为你，那样为你。
Lord, see, I did this and that to you.
但是我们的弟兄他却知道说，他说他亏欠了神的恩典。
But our brother says, and for sure, for God's glory.
为什么？我相信乃是因为我们的弟兄保守在神的爱里。
I believe our brother was kept in the love of God.
那主的爱实在是在他心里头是那样的充满。
Because God's love filled within his heart.
那基督为他舍己的爱是那样的大。
And then the love that Christ for him was so great.
所以我们弟兄虽然为主的名所受了七年的苦，在监狱里头的苦。
Even though our brother was suffered in the prison for 7 years in the name of for the name of the Lord，
实在是都算不得什么。
And it, he counted nothing.
不仅算不得什么。
And not even he counted as nothing.
我们弟兄还真心的感觉到他亏缺了神的恩典。
But he truly felt that he for sure God's glory.
弟兄姐妹，我们还能够怀疑主的爱情吗
？And dear brothers and sisters, should we doubt about love of the Lord?
愿主怜悯我们。
May Lord have mercy upon us.
愿我们在主面前常常这样祷告。
And may we have a prayer before Him.
求圣灵将基督的爱。浇灌在我们心里。
Holy Spirit pour the love of God into our heart.
天浇灌在我们心里。
And
就在基督的大爱里头。
In the great love of Christ.
我们才能够认识到一切发生在我们身上的事情。
Then we will know everything happened to us.
都有主的美意，不必测。
Has the will of God.
第二段啊，我们姐妹她。第二段也是这首诗歌的啊最主要的一个重点。
In stanza two, it has a key point.
姐妹说，她一路蒙救主引领。
A sister says, all the way my Savior leads me.
主呢，伴随着她，鼓励她走每步路。
The Lord cheers each winding path she tried.
他供她灵粮。
And then feed her with the living bread.
就是那个生命的粮。
It's the living bread.
然后呢，叫她的生命能够成长。
So that and then her life grows.
虽然这条在地上的一生的道路呢，是充满了苦。
Even though her whole life was filled of ills.
姐妹的感觉和我们感觉是一样。
Our sister felt the same.
她觉得力不能支，可难当。
And then she felt weary and thirsty.
突然间姐妹看见
And all of a sudden she saw,
就像我们弟兄刚刚特别强调的
like,
在她面前
like our brother just emphasized, that's before her,
就是那灵磐石
it was the rock,
就是那随着她的灵磐石
it was the spiritual rock before
从这灵磐石涌出那喜乐的活泉
and then there is a spring of joy from the spiritual rock
成为我们姐妹的供应
it becomes her provision
这位 Fanny Crosby 姐妹
The sister Fanny Crosby
因为她从小眼睛就看不见
Because she was blind since she was little
所以我们刚刚弟兄提到她那位爱主的非常爱主的外婆呢就常常带着她来读主的话语
So that we know her grandmother who loved the Lord very much and guided her to read Bible
她的外祖母就鼓励她说你眼睛看不见
Grandmother encouraged her even though you couldn't
你虽然不能像我那样子来圣经读神的话语
Even though you couldn't read like I read the Bible
但她外祖母就把主的话语一句一句的来讲给她听
But grandmother was read to her
因着我们姐妹眼睛看不见
Because of her blindness
她就非常渴慕珍惜主的话语
As she cherished each word from the Lord
她就把主的话语呢丰丰富富的存在心里
And then she was keep every word in her heart richly
这些话语就成为她日后无论在生活在经历患难和服事当中非常大的帮助
And those words becomes the big help when she encounters trials and tribulations
在她90岁的时候呢我们 Fanny 姐妹做了一个见证说
When she was 90 years old she had a testimony
她在这广大的世界里没有一件事情比讲述关于主的故事叫我更加的快乐
And she is in this vast world there is nothing more happiness than I tell about the story of my Lord
说我对圣经啊她说她对主的那个爱慕呢90岁的时候呢比19岁的时候更加的深刻
And she said the longing heart towards the words of God when she was 90 years old it's more much more than she was 19 years old
主的话语对她更加的宝贵
And the words of the God is more precious to her
她这个见证啊很摸着我
And then her testimony touched my heart
我就在想啊我们信主或许十年，或许二十年，或许三十年。
I was thinking about maybe we were saved 10 years or 20 or 30 years.
主的话语对我们是不是更加的吸引我们
？Is the word of the Lord attract us more?
是不是更加我们看为更加的宝贵呢
？Do we regard it as more precious?
主耶稣曾经说，人活着不是单靠食物。 乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
The Lord used to say, people don't live by the food alone, but by every word of.
所以你们也在姐妹的第二段经历当中，我们看见话是何等的宝贵。
And in his second paragraph, we know how precious the word of the God to us.
这是我们在地上要过属天生活的一个最重要的一个关键。
This is very important for us to for our Christian life.
就是主的话语。
That is the words of the Lord.
感谢主，在阿摩弟兄姐妹中间啊，有弟兄姐妹对主的话语也有一个渴慕。
And then praise the Lord, and then brothers and sisters at Dumbo, and we longing for the words of the God.
主的话语实在是宝贵。
And then His word is very precious to us.
主的话是我们属灵生命的灵粮。
And then His words is our living bread.
主的话语实在也是那灵磐石供应我们那生命的活泉。
His word is the living spring to us.
所以我们要怎么样子来认识主的话语，来渴慕主的话语呢
？How do we know His words and along His words?
我想一个很简单的一件事情。
Simply,
我们必须要有一个正常生活。
We have to have normal life to read Bible.
像我们姐妹小时候，她能够渴慕主的话语。
Like our sister, when she was young, she longed for the words of the Lord.
能够把主的话语呢，丰丰富富存在心里头。
She will keep the words of the Lord in her heart.
好像我们在过属天生活的路程当中，我们随时可以借着主的话语得着那生命的粮。
So we will receive this living bread when we encounter hardships.
得着那生命的活泉。
And then receive this living spring.
那我们怎么样子来读主的话语
？How do we read the words of the Lord?
有时候有弟兄姐妹呢，被主得着了。
And then sometimes, and then you receive the Lord. I mean, Lord received
revive.
Revive.
我们一下子被主复兴起来。
And then you will revive by the Lord.
我们就想，好，我们现在开始一天呢，要读50章圣经。
And then you think, okay, today I'm going to read 50 chapters.
弟兄，你们有没有这样子的经历过
？Such experience?
可能还没有。
Maybe not.
我们不需要有这样特别的经历。
You don't have to.
我们读主的话语啊，就像领受那生命的粮一样。
When you read the Bible, it's like you receive the living bread.
兄姐妹，我们是不是每天都得要吃饭
？Do we eat every day?
有的人或许一天吃三餐。
Maybe some of you 3 meals a day.
有的人一天少一点吃两餐。
Maybe someone 2 meals a day.
有的人多点吃午餐。
Maybe someone eat more 5 meals a day.
但是呢，我们就正常的每一天呢，按照我们所该身体需要呢，我们来领受就是了。
But normally we just receive what our body needs.
有没有人会说今天我把这一个礼拜的饭全部都吃够了
？Anyone will say today I will eat the whole food for the I will eat for the whole week。
哎，身体就要出问题了。
And then you will have problems。
然后，后来过一个礼拜当中呢，都不吃饭。
And then you won't eat in within the week。
兄姐妹，不可以这样子。
We can't do that。
我们就只要每天正常的有个读经生活。
We need to have a normal life to read Bible daily.
我们来到主的面前，每天按着所当领受的，我们来领受主的话语。
And come before the Lord and receive His words according to our condition.
这些话语能够做，就成为我们随时的。
And His words will become the will be help us in time of need.
因为圣灵在我们里头，就能够把及时的话语再说给我们。
Because the Holy Spirit will speak to us in time.
这个是真的。
This is true.
就像约翰在约翰一书所说的，这个恩膏的教训是真的，不是假的。
Like John says in 1 John, it says the anointing is true, it's not false.
我刚从台湾回来。
I just came back from Taiwan.
我就是去啊，去也去啊，见到了有一对弟兄姐妹。
I met a couple.
他们是去年在我们聚会当中，他们啊。得救接受主
They were saved last year
at
our gathering.
还没有受浸在当时去年还没有受浸
At that time they wasn't baptized.
他们就回台湾去了
And then they went back to Taiwan.
是一对大概60多岁的弟兄姐妹60多岁的弟兄姐妹
It's a couple, it's over 60 years old.
他们一生拜偶像啊在台湾拜偶像拜了30多年
They worship idol in Taiwan for more than 30 years.
所以在他们家楼的房子在三楼啊一整楼都是是佛堂，就这样的地方。
They have a three house at their third floor. They have a idol worship room.
在他们回去要受尽这件事情上面，经历了仇敌许多的征战。
They struggled about their baptism.
那个仇敌啊，魔鬼借着威胁、利诱、恐吓的方式来拦阻他们受尽归主。
And the adversary tried to threaten them and then tried to stop them to be baptized to the Lord.
感谢主，教会无论是在台湾，在这里的教会弟兄们一直为他们祷告。
Or praise the Lord, our churches here and in Taiwan prayed for them.
所以他们在今年四月复活节的时候就受尽归主。
This past April, in the Easter day, they were baptized.
他们一路走来是非常不容易。
It is very difficult.
但感谢主，我们主总是得胜的。
But praise the Lord, our Lord won the victory always.
当他们受浸之后，他们知道他们正式公开成为基督徒。
After they were baptized, they know they were Christian.
知道就要拆除、离弃这些偶像呢，让真神。
They know they need depart idols and then and give themselves to the true God.
所以他们就跟教会的负责弟兄们交通了。
So they talk to the responsible brothers.
约定了一个时间呢，请教会弟兄呢来到他们家来拆除这些偶像。
They had appointment for the brothers when go to their house to destroy those idols.
但是他们心里头呢还是有点恐惧，有点害怕。
But they have fear.
如果你们从前信主前拜过偶像，你就知道这个感觉。
If you worship idol, you will understand.
仇敌会在你里头啊，叫你害怕。
The adversary will let you fear.
所以照约定的时间，教会的两位弟兄来到他们家。
At the time, they schedule and the two brothers went to their house.
带着锯子。
They went with saw.
带着那个垃圾袋。
And with the trash bag.
他们就来帮助这对弟兄姐妹，新信主的弟兄姐妹拆除偶像。
And they went there destroy the idols.
那我们弟兄姐妹，因为拜偶像拜了三十多年。
Because they worshipped idol for more than 40 years.
他们心里头实在是有个恐惧和过。
They're really afraid of they will not overcome.
所以他们就对教会两位弟兄说。你们去楼上去拆除偶像，我们在楼下等好了。
And they said to the brothers, you go upstairs and we'll wait downstairs.
他们说不好意思跟教会弟兄讲说他们里头的那个害怕和恐惧。
They said they don't want to talk to the brother about their fearness.
然后教会两位弟兄就上楼去了。
And then two brothers went upstairs.
过了半个多钟头。
After half an hour.
他们底下左等右等。
They waited downstairs.
一方面看他们怎么还不下来
，and they waited long to say how come they're still there.
一方面里面害怕又不敢上去
，and they were fear and they didn't dare to go upstairs.
哎呀，在那里真是坐如针毡
，and they would struggle.
突然间，我们弟兄做见证，我们弟兄对我说
，and then our brother told me.
啊，他说在那个时候，突然间有一个人呐、啊，在他里面对他说话。
And then all of a sudden, there was a person speak to his heart.
我不晓得我们弟兄同学有没有听过这个约翰一书那个恩膏的教训。
I don't know if you were listen to the sermon about the anointing, teaching of the anointing.
所以弟兄告诉我说，哎，很奇妙哎，就有一个人在你里面啊，跟你说话，跟他说话。
And he was, it's amazing. There was a person speak within me.
他里头啊，就跟他说，给他下面。
And he said to me,
因为他是台湾的人，讲台湾话，意思说怕什么
？And they said, what do you afraid of?
他说好稀奇，他就像一个人在你里面啊，跟他说话，在他里面跟他说话一样。
It was amazing. It's a person speak within his heart.
他就吓一跳。
He was scared.
怎么会有人跟我说话
？And how come a person speak to me?
但是呢，他里头还是怕。
But he still have fear.
所以他想说，再等一等。
And he said, I'll wait.
就等一等呢，教会两位弟兄呢还没下来。
And then while they're waiting, the two brothers still up upstairs.
就很奇妙的，里面啊那个人啊又对他说了一次。
And amazingly, the person spoke to him again.
怕什么
？What are you afraid of?
当第二次圣灵在向他说的时候。
At the second time, the Holy Spirit speaks to him.
圣灵就把那个力量和恩典。就加给他。
And the Holy Spirit gave him the strength.
我们弟兄突然明白，是啊，我怕什么
？And our brother all of the sudden understand, yeah, why should I afraid of?
在我们里面的比万有都大。
And then what within us is greater than everything.
我们弟兄就跟他的姐妹说，我们上去看一看到底怎么回事。
And then he said to his wife, let's go upstairs and see what happened.
他的妻子呢？还是不改，他说：“那你上去，我在底下等就好了。”
And the wife is still afraid of it, and she said, "You go upstairs, I'll wait here."
感谢主，我们弟兄实在是经历了恩膏的教训。
And then praise the Lord, our brother experienced the anointing teaching.
他就刚强的、壮胆的上去了。
And he was encouraged, and he went upstairs.
就上楼一看啊，教会两位弟兄啊，汗流满面，气喘如牛。
And then when they upstairs, our two brothers were work so hard.
为什么呢？那些偶像啊，用木头做的偶像很硬。
Because those idols are made of wood.
因为那时候呢，是多钱啊做的偶像。
Made and then it's very costly.
就用最好的木头做的，所以非常的硬。
They used the best wood.
所以教会两个弟兄啊，用那个手的锯子锯了半天，锯不到一半。
And the brothers, they used to sew, and then they still working on it.
就已经汗流满面，气喘如牛了。
And they were sweating.
那我们这位刚刚得救的弟兄就说，看着那个样，他说，啊，你们休息休息。
And our brother told the two brothers, and then say, take a break.
他说换我来。
Let me do it.
感谢主，这是主的恩典。
And praise the Lord, this is the mercy of the God.
主给我们这位刚得救的弟兄，他亲手来拆除当时他亲手所造的偶像。
And Lord gave him a chance, and then he will destroy the idol by his own hand.
我们弟兄对我说啊，等他们把偶像全部拆完的时候，他也汗流满面，气喘如牛。
Our brother told me after they turned down all the idols, and then he was sweating too.
但他们却非常的喜乐。
But they were full of joy.
就把那锯成一块一块的偶像呢，就装在里头，就交给教会两位弟兄。
And they will put the chunks of idols, put them in the trash bag.
感谢主，这是我们主的得胜。
And praise the Lord, this is the victory of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见这恩膏的教训是何等的重要。
And that is to, and so we can see this is the anointing teaching is so important to us.
当我们在地上走这属天的旅程
，When we tread on the program,
我们感到力不能伸，感受到可难当的时候
，When we feel weary and thirsty.
圣灵就借着主的话语来加给我们力量
and the Holy Spirit will strengthen us by the words of God
来解我们干渴
and it will quench our thirsty
所以我们实在是必须要渴慕主的话语
so we have to long to the words of the Lord
要爱慕主的话语来昼夜思想
we will love his law and meditate day and night
诗篇第一篇告诉我们我们就要像一棵树栽在溪水旁按时候结果子叶子也不枯干
and like Psalm 1 and says and we will like a tree planted by the stream of water yields and fruit in season and then whose leaf does not wither
因为当我们爱慕主的话语当我们昼夜思想主的话语
when we delight of the Lord and then meditate day and night
一棵树栽在溪水旁
we will like a tree planted by the stream of water
弟兄姐妹你有没有看过那个树啊它要不要跑来跑去去找水喝
Have you ever seen a tree move around to look for water?
不需要
They don't need
它那棵树只要栽在溪水旁
Unless the tree planted by the stream of water
你发现那溪水那无穷尽的水就成为它生命的供应
You know the water will become the provision of its life
成为它那个树生命成长的供应
It become the provision of its growth
它是很安静很安息的
And then it will rest in peace.
主的话就成为我们随时的供应。
And the words of the Lord will become our provision in times of need.
成为我们的帮助。
Becomes the help in times of need.
你看，我们就要像那一棵树，叶子不枯干。
We will like that tree, the leaf does not wither.
而且能够按时候结果子，叫父得着荣耀。
And it will bear fruits in season, and then to glorify the Father.
所以我们要住在主的话语里。
And we will dwell in the words of the Lord.
不仅这样来读主的话。
Not only with the words of the Lord like this.
当我们读主的话语的时候，我们带着祷告的心，在主的话语面前。
When we read with a prayerful heart.
我们求主来开启我们。
May he reveal himself to us.
求主借着他的话语来对我们心说话。
May he speak to our hearts through his words.
雅各书第四章应许我们说，你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
James chapter 4 says, come near to God and he will come near to you.
所以当我们在我们的读经生活当中，
during our Bible reading,
我们的心要有一个渴慕主的自己。
Our heart has to all longing for the Lord himself.
当我们读主的话语的时候，
When we read his words,
我们的心应该常常在主的面前有这样的一个祷告。
And our hearts need pray before him.
主啊，你借着这段话要对我说什么？
Lord, what you want to speak to me through this paragraph?
主借着这段圣经，你给我有什么样的命令？
Through these verses, what commandment you have to me?
作为我们今天行路的亮光，
And then that will be the light on our path.
也成为我们力量。
It becomes the strength on our path.
当我们这样子保守在主的话语里
When we ourselves in his words
弟兄姐妹夏日炎热临到患难临到我们
Dear brothers and sisters, no matter when the heat comes or the tribulation comes, His words become our provision,
成为我们的帮助,
become our needs, become our help.
刚刚提到那个张玉芝弟兄,
I just mentioned our brother Zhang Yuzhi.
当他被关在监狱七年当中,
during the 7 years in prison,
他有几次因着他本来身心就比较软弱。
There are several times because of his weakness.
有几次他实在是觉得他实在是走不下去。
And several times, and then he thought he couldn't hold on.
他想要想要了结自己的生命。
And then he tried to commit suicide.
主就借着哥林多前书的话来坚固他。
But Lord strengthened him through.
First Corinthians chapter 10. 对他说，你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能忍受的。
What test you can bear?
神是实的，并不叫你们所受的试探过于你们所能受的。
God is faithful. What test to you, and then you can overcome.
在受试探的时候，总要给你们留一条出路。
During the test, and then there will be way to you.
叫你们忍受得住。
So that you can bear.
弟兄姐妹，这样的话就成为我们弟兄在那个时候最无助、最软弱的时候的帮助。
So this verse becomes the help when our brother feels helpless.
我们的弟兄就靠着主的话就站住了。
By the word of God, and he stand firm.
还有一次，当他非常思念自己所爱的亲人家人。
There is another time he missed his family so much.
他又软弱了。
He was falling weak.
他就跟主说。
And he talked to the Lord.
主啊，我就不做传道人。
Lord, I don't want to be the missionary.
我就做一个平信徒就好了。
Let me just become a poor.
这时候圣灵又借着主的话语在希伯来书第十章来坚固我们的弟兄
and then through verse chapter 10 and Lord strengthen him
主说退后我就不喜欢
and then Lord if you stay back I will not be pleased
感谢主主的话又把我们弟兄给扶持住
and then praise the Lord as the words of the Lord sustained him
弟兄姐妹这是主的话在我们地上我们走这条属灵道路的当中是何等的重要何等的宝贵
and how important and precious the word of the Lord to us
当我们这样来经历在生活当中来在属天旅程当中经历了主的自己
after we experience in our program to the Lord
经历主的保守主的扶持主的供应
experience and his provision his protection
我们就能够像姐妹一样到诗歌的第三段
We will be like our sister at the song of three.
她见证说主的爱是何等的丰满。
And then she testified as all the fullness of his love.
当我们回想一生当中经历过许多的难处。
When we think of all our hardships in life.
主都一次一次的把我们带过来。
Lord brought us through each.
姐妹她更认识到主的爱和主的信实。
Our sister knew the love and then Lord's faithfulness.
他能够知道神的应许无论有多少在基督里都是是的。
She knows the promise of the Lord no matter how many they are yes in Christ.
他有一个荣耀的盼望。
She has a glorious hope.
他有一天他要与主面对面。
One day she will see Lord face to face.
他要在主的面前都找到完全的安息。
And then she will receive the complete rest in the Lord.
我们看见神在我们身上的应许乃是要叫他在我们身上得荣耀
and then we know the promises from the Lord is he will gain the glory from us
当我们信心这样子被主来坚固之后
when our faith will be strengthened by Lord
神能够借着我们在地上所经历过的每一件事情
and then through each experience we encounter in the world
我们所经历过的每一个艰难
All the hardships we go through.
都叫我们的神因我们得荣耀。
And then we will give glory to the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们回想过去这一年
look back this past year.
无论我们所经过的日子是如何
No matter what life we have.
弟兄姐妹，盼望我们在主面前一同来思想这个问题。
We hope we will be meditate this question before Lord.
神是不是因我们得荣耀
？Is Lord receive glory from us?
当张玉芝弟兄他后来又被捕入狱
when brother 张玉芝 was arrested again
这次 被判了死刑。
And this time, and he received the death sentence.
很快的就要执行枪决。
And they will execute.
有一些弟兄姐妹，他们在场做了这样的见证。
And some brothers and sisters has a testimony.
他说他看见那一天要执行被枪决的有五十多人。
At the day they will execute the death sentence prison, there are more than 50 people.
其中包括我们这位张于之弟兄。
And our brother 张于之 was.
当他们看见死刑犯从囚车上时候。
When they see those prisoners and came from the car.
他们其他的人脸上都非常苍白，非常铁青。
All the other prisoners were full of pale, and they feel sad.
但是我们的张弟兄他却仰首望天。
But our brother, he looked upon the heaven.
有看见的人这样描述说，他好像在那里唱诗歌。
And then some people who saw this and say it seems and he was singing the hymns.
也有看见的人说，他的神情是那样的平安，那样的安详，好像在讲台上。在释放信息一样。
And then people says, and then he was so peaceful. It seems, and he was, and then speak to a sermon.
他在那里仰天唱诗歌的时候，他就喜乐起来。
When he sing him, and then when he looked up, it seems he has full of joy.
解他的警察呢，就看了就生气。
The guard was mad because
就狠狠地踹了他脚一。
And they kicked him.
把他的脚给踹瘸了。
And then he was limp.
他说你就要死了，你还这么开心。
And it says you're going to die, and why you're so happy?
但是我们弟兄就这样瘸着腿走到刑场里头。
And then our brother is just walked with the limp leg, and then went to the execution field.
虽然我们不知道那一天主是用哪一首诗歌来坚固安慰我们的弟兄。
Even though we don't know which song.The Lord strengthened our
但是我想，我们弟兄在那个时候，他心里也有一个同样的感觉。
But I know our brother has the same feeling.
就像我们姐妹在最末了诗歌最末了所说的。
Like our sister wrote at stanza three.
我要永远唱此佳句，蒙他引领我一路。
This my song through endless ages, and he led me.
我们弟兄在那里见证神的荣耀。
Our brother testified the glory of God.
他知道他所要去的地方。
He knew where he goes.
他知道神在他身上因着他得着荣耀。
He knew that Lord gained glory from him.
实在盼望在神所量给我们在世上的日子里头。
And then I hope that and all the days that Lord gave it to us in the world.
虽然主所量给你的路。主所量给我的道路或许不尽相同。
Even the paths that Lord gave it to us are different.
但愿我们都能够这样子来唱这样的一首诗歌。
May we all can sing this hymn.
当我们走过这一路。
After all the paths.
我们能够和弟兄姐妹一同说，我们永远唱此佳句。
We will sing with brothers and sisters that this, this my song through endless days, ages.
蒙他引领我一路。
And then he led me all the way.
好吧，我们再把这首诗歌再一下。
Let's sing this song again.